can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Mom Radio. I am Dori DiCarlo, your host here on the Mompreneur Model Show, and you know we're here week after week breaking those myths that, you know, mompreneurs just dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. You know, we're smart businesswomen who have found that balance between building a and raising a family, and today I am shifting our show, and I am so excited to be sharing the women of the Westchester Broadway Theater. For those of you not in the area and are, you know, listening in from different places, the Westchester Broadway Theater is celebrating their 40th anniversary and is the longest-running professional equity theater in New York State, outside of New York City. And I have some amazing women that are going to be sharing today with us. And Pia Haas, Janine Biazzi, Alex Sampaio are here live with us. But we're going to start with Vonnie Ann Stutler, who is one of the founding people of the Westchester Broadway Theater. She and her husband, Bill Stutler, and Bob Funking. And just a little bit, you know, since the inception of the theater 40 years ago, Vonnie Ann's been responsible for putting together the musicians that make up the orchestra. With each show, unique instrumentation is required, and Von Ann consults with the musical director to determine the makeup and particular talented personnel to fulfill the show requirements. She's a musician herself, having trained in clarinet, piano, and harp. She has such an amazing background, and we're going to hear from her first because she really is, you know, the matriarch here. Von Ann, welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you here and to be sharing everybody from the Westchester Broadway Theater, which is, you know, a place that I have absolutely loved since I was, you know, 18 years old. So I want to ask you, what has this journey been like for you over these 40 years? Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Dori. Well, it's been incredible. It's had a lot of ups and downs, and I'm happy to say more ups than downs. But over 40 years stretch with a business that was pretty foreign to Westchester area when we opened it in 1974. There were dinner theaters in the rest of the country where theater wasn't so easily accessible. So it was open, people were skeptical. Our friends were skeptical. Everybody said, well, it's a great idea, but it probably won't work. And for the first 7 years, the wolf was at the door all the time. And it was a struggle. It really was. But Bill and I loved theater so much, and it happened because he and I were looking for a business that maybe we could work on together. He was an ad exec, and I'm a social worker. But we had three kids, and just I wasn't working in social work at the time. I was selling real estate, actually. And we just wanted to do something together that was fun. We just thought that work should be fun. And so we started looking into all kinds of things, and his parents took us to a dinner theater in West Virginia, and we thought, wow, look at this. People are having a great time, a good meal, and watching a great show. What a terrific idea. And that's when we started exploring it. And anyway, to make a long story short, it took a while to get the money together because we didn't have any of our own. We just, with three kids, we put our house up. Which was the most frightening thing that I've ever done in my life, because if it had failed, we would have lost the house. And Bill was working with Bob Funking in the ad business, and Bob was interested in our business too, so he came in with us, and the first box office was in my house. But anyway, we weathered the lean years. We thought at first we could do a comedy and then a musical, and a comedy and musical. Well, we found out that business went from 70% or 75% right down to 25% when we did the straight plays or the comedies. Mm-hmm. People wanted the musicals. So that's when we started producing ourselves instead of using an outside producer and producing ourselves, because nobody saves your money like you. And it started to head upwards business, and it got better and better. We were all buffet at that time. I don't know if you are old enough to remember that. But
oh, I do. As a matter of fact, when we did, I had come in with West Coast Productions on the Monday night specials, and we did Godspell.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I actually made a joke of the buffet in one of my entrances. You know,
of course.
I used to do all kinds of improv, and mm-hmm. actually at that time, Funny Girl was playing.
Right.
And I actually got up, and I was like, yeah, I was here at this theater seeing this show, Laughing Lady, about this woman, Funny Bryce, and, you know, and I was here at the buffet, and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And the funniest is when I did the Laughing Lady and Funny Bryce, like, it was about 4 or 5 second delay, and then you heard the chee-hee-hee, oh,
of course.
And then you actually got the pun. But it's so funny, in listening to you talk about this, it reminds me of the Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney movies. Hey, let's put on a show. My father's
exactly.
got a barn.
You got it. You got it. That's exactly true. And, you know, our first waiters were from Westchester Community College, WCC, the theater department. Because
mm-hmm.
they were interested in theater, and many of them did go on and continue with theater after working for us. They really were interested in that and not waiting so much. We were the butt. Every dinner theater was the butt of actors' jokes for years about having paid their dues in and while people were clanking silverware while they were doing a show. Of course,
mm-hmm.
nobody ever did that. That was always just part of their game. Nobody ever ate during the show. You could have
right.
your drinks or your coffee, but you don't have food. And dinner theater was always classier than the actors loved to make it out to be. And, you know, because we filled a need, clearly, a very small proportion of Westchester County goes into New York City. Very small. It's something like 3 or 4% go into Broadway. And it's hard for us to believe, all of us in this business, because we love theater so much, we'll get there somehow regularly. But when we opened the theater, the prices for our tickets were $12.95 for dinner and show, which is
wow.
incredible. But Broadway was that and some without dinner at that time. And you had to
right.
pay for parking your car, and you had to have dinner. So you were talking about probably a $40 night on Broadway in 1974, as opposed to $12.95 with us. And that proportion has stayed pretty much the same over the years. As everybody's increased prices, we are still that much less all the time for dinner and show. And I think most people will admit a good dinner, a really good dinner. We have a dynamite lady chef. Alex Campagnolo. She is just fabulous.
And
the food is terrific.
It absolutely is. My daughter and I were there for press night for Mary Poppins, and she had been, you know, throughout the years, you know, I would bring them every once in a while to a show. My niece and I were just talking about it yesterday, and she was like, Mom, I don't, she said, I remember the food being good, but this is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and I tell people all the time, I'm like, let me tell you something. You go there, you're going to get a 5-star meal and a Broadway show. Well,
that's
right. What you're going to pay to go out to dinner in Manhattan.
Oh, my gosh, a lot less. I mean, just the ticket price alone in Manhattan anymore is $112 to $150 for just the ticket.
Right.
For you get into us for $85 or $85 on our highest night for dinner, show, and free parking. And the babysitter cost is less because you're closer to home.
Exactly. But and I'm serious. I mean, I have to honestly say this, you know. And when you go to see a show there, I mean, you know, Mary Poppins, here it was. I'm watching Mary Poppins fly in. I remember when you guys did Phantom and the, you know,
mm-hmm.
chandelier mm-hmm. crashing through. Because now, you know, the old theater, you guys went from, you know, the an evening dinner theater when it
an
began.
An evening dinner theater at a different location, but it was
exactly.
right there in the same location, but a stone's throw away. This building was built for us. The other one was a dirt floor warehouse when Bill and I found it. And we came in and went sub-level, went down to build our levels for the stage. And so when we built this one, it was planned by, again, all right, we're doing this on women, planned by an incredible woman architect. And I think she really knew what she was doing in terms of making people feel comfortable and colors and the sight lines. There's just so many things that she knew how to do. The cantilever tables, so that you don't have any table legs to sit around. The high back swivel chairs. All those things were her ideas to make people feel as comfortable as possible, having nobody sit on one side of the table. All other dinner theaters in the country at the time had regular banquet tables and banquet
right.
seating. You always had somebody else's head. You had to look around to see the stage. Those who have
right.
been to Westchester Broadway know that's not the case there. There's no heads in front of you. The farthest row back from the stage is 45 feet. That is what it is like in orchestra seating in a Broadway house.
Mm-hmm.
Without the levels, I might add, in Broadway
right.
theater. So
exactly.
Short,
without
short
the race.
People like me have trouble seeing.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I'm serious. It's an amazing thing to see the hydraulics, to see everything that is there, and to know when you look through that playbill as you are, you know, having your dinner before the show, and all of the performers. I mean, they have been on Broadway. They've been on
oh,
the first national tour.
They're all Broadway
I mean,
performers.
Exactly. The caliber of what you. You know, the performance.
And I might add, Dory,
performer.
Vice versa. You go to Broadway and read the bios, and many
mm-hmm.
of them have worked for us. And some who haven't got it in, haven't put it in their bio because they have so many Broadway credits, there's not room, that they,
right.
But Bill sits there and he reads down, well, he did this for me, he did this for me, she did this,
mm-hmm.
she did this. They all have worked for us. The hottest Broadway director and choreographer on Broadway today, Susan Stroman, started with us. And Rob Marshall, who did the movie Chicago that everybody loves so much, and it,
yep.
and Rob was one is one of ours. I mean, there's just so many people now on Broadway that all have worked for us. And
how exciting!
Yeah,
really. When
exciting.
You think about it, you know, here you were 40 years ago, you know, just
mm-hmm.
starting out. Like you said, that's first 7 years. The wolves were at the door.
Oh,
look
all
at
the time.
This theater now. I mean. And I really, I encourage all of you, 914-592-2222. It's a number I'll always remember because it's like the easiest phone number in the world.
It
you
is.
Are coming to New York. If you are coming on vacation, do yourselves a favor and give yourself the talk about the gift of entertainment at the
yeah.
Westchester Broadway Theater. You will just have a marvelous evening with the nicest people who are waiting on you, the from the box office, to the, you know, show producers. You know, Lisa Tiso's here today. She started out as a buffet girl.
That's right.
You know,
I hired her.
Is now
she
one
was
of the,
14.
Exactly. You know, and now one of the associate producers. I mean, this is the most exciting thing for me. You know, I
well,
came in, I was doing stuff
we
with
have
West
a lot
Owens.
Of strong women. We have a lot of strong women that work.
We really do.
And always
we
have
do.
Had. Heidi in group sales. And Liz Congiatore, who's coming back to do some things for us, has worked for us for years, too. And Alex in the kitchen and in the dining room, a lot of our wait staff are women that have been there for the longest time, for a really long time. They're just great. And Lisa, as you've mentioned, and backstage, we've got so many strong women. And in accounting, in every department.
Right,
and,
well, Tia Haas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tia
I mean, started with us 100 years ago, it feels like, when we were all very young, and she worked backstage and worked with the stage manager, and always the beautiful woman that she is, and is back, which we're delighted about, doing public relations. So, you know, there's just, it's been over the years, I think probably more strong women than men. In general, as far as the back, the out of the off scenes personnel at the theater, there have been a lot.
Well,
of
and exactly why we are here today with the women of the Westchester Broadway Theater, because, as you mm-hmm. said, you know, from backstage to the architecture to now your head chef
mm-hmm.
to everything that's going on, there are amazing women led by
Absolutely.
You. You know,
well,
because let's face it, you know, you get to be the matriarch of all of this.
Well, that
and,
I am. I wish I wasn't, but I am.
But you know what? What an honor it has to be for you, though, as a woman, to have these amazing women working
oh,
with
it is.
You.
Oh, it
you
is.
You know, and knowing that you guys have put in place all of the people to make your dream continue on in a reality that brings so many people happiness, give so many people their start in theater
professionally. It has done that. I'd like to think that the audience doesn't take this for granted, that we'll always be there too, because I just do want to point that out. Since 2008, it's been a struggle for everyone, not just us, but everyone in the New York area. We all know how difficult it is financially. Mm-hmm. But this is where we get a little worried and get a little nervous about it. There's a whole generation of people that are not attending theater regularly, and that's the younger audiences, the 30s, the 20s, 30s, and early 40s. I know they're having children, they're forging their own careers, but these are the people that we want so much to get on board with seeing live theater. Bring their kids. We've done certainly do regular shows each year that are appropriate for children. And Mary Poppins and The Wizard of Oz just being two of them this year that we've done. But to encourage that group of women and people, husbands, fathers too, to attend the theater and bring their children, but if they're not going to bring their children, come themselves. That's a group that's missing. It's missing in New York City. It's missing here. And so I just encourage everybody always when I talk to them about, you know, grandmas come. Grandmas bring their children. They come to the senior matinees. But we need that group of people to keep coming to keep Westchester Broadway Theater alive.
Well, and on that note, we're going to start sharing all of the other women who are led by you. And Bonnie Ann, I'm so glad that you were able to come by today. I know that you guys have a really busy day, and I'm so excited to be able to share, as I said, the women of the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Well, we appreciate your doing it, Dory. We really do. You certainly have been somebody that's been a cherished part of our operation for a lot of years, and so I'm delighted. I'm delighted to do it. And thank you.
I am too. Oh, my pleasure. And we will talk to you soon. So you
take care
and tell Bill that I said hi.
I will do that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. For those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio with the amazing women from the Westchester Broadway Theater. And before I bring in everybody, I just want to say hello to one of the amazing women who's sponsoring today's show, Dr. Christina Hibbert. What happens when a clinical psychologist, an expert on women's mental health, postpartum depression, grief, and parenting, finds her world turned upside down? After her sister and brother-in-law die, Dr. Hibbert inherits her two nephews, delivers her fourth baby, and goes from 3 to 6 kids practically overnight. This Is How We Grow invites readers into her upside-down world as she fights to find a little right side up. It's a really deeply personal, true story blended with psychological insights, and This Is How We Grow offers an immediate, intimate glimpse into the doctor becoming the patient as she struggles to put her theories and expertise to the test in an effort to grow a new family and grow herself. This Is How We Grow really demonstrates how hard life can be, and yet it also illustrates how when we choose to grow, we can and will overcome, become, and eventually flourish. I highly encourage you to reach out to her. You can visit drchristinahibbert.com and take a look at the book. I have read it. I joined the group, and I'm not much for joining personal growth groups, but there is something so special and magical about what she has written, and she's just an amazing woman, and I highly encourage you to reach out to her. Again, drchristinahibbert.com. And thank you for sponsoring today's show, and we are back live with a bunch of the women that have been talking about. So Pia Haas is here, Ginny Viazzi is here, and Alex Santayo. If I mispronounced your last name, Alex, I'm sorry. Ginny and Pia both went from backstage and everything else to Ginny is the head of group sales and the luxury box management. And Pia, as Von Ann was talking about, has gone from, you know, doing stuff backstage to now the PR and press director at the theater. And Alex is their fabulous head chef. And Alex, I have to say, been eating there on and off since 1978. You are doing an amazing job. I keep telling everybody. 5-star dining and a Broadway show. You can't get better. So, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're all here. We're excited to be here.
Me too. So, you know what, Pia, I'm going to start with you. Take us on your journey.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't admit it to many people, but I was here when these doors opened at an evening dinner theater. And so that puts me, you know, as one of the old timers.
Yeah, she was three, but she was only three, guys. It's okay. She's
yeah,
a little kid.
I was starstruck. I was tapping like Shirley Temple. No. I was a recent high school graduate, and I got wind of a theater that was going to be opening, and I'd been doing work. I'd been performing with a Westchester icon, Mort Clark, who was the head of the Westchester Community College Theater, and he gathered his theater group, the Theater Connection, and kind of gathered everybody together and said, there's this great theater that's going to be opening up. The owners have reached out to me, and they're going to need personnel. So lo and behold, a whole group of those young actors were transported to an evening dinner theater, and they became the cocktail waiters and waitresses because it was a buffet. There was no table service. Only drinks were served at the table. So there we had all these starstruck young people working in this new, exciting theater that we thought was, you know, we couldn't believe that we had Broadway here, in, you know, in our home. And so to get us even more excited, they used to have the waiters and waitresses come up and do a little review before the show started. So we all got to go up there and perform a little bit. So we were the singing waiters and waitresses, and I started working backstage. So I was doing props, and I was doing follow spot and whatever, costuming. So they had me doing all kinds of stuff backstage. So, again, it was very exciting. It was all new, and it was very formal at first. People used to come really dressed with gowns and suits and... So it was a formal affair, and the theater was brand new, spanking, and, again, just an exciting event for all of us at that young age.
I started, the first show I did there was with Wesco back in 1978, and it was still the buffet and everything else, and I can remember all of that. And as a performer, it was, like, the coolest thing because back then, Bill and Bob were so hands-on with everything, you know. And I remember talking to them. Bob and I had gone into the city to see one of the performers that had done Funny Girl, was doing a cabaret. And he was like, you know, for us, we were ad guys, you know, to come in and be hanging out with all these actors and stuff like that. It was so cool. And just talking about that transition of people that they never leave. You know, it's amazing to me that people back from 1978, when I first started doing stuff, it's got to be the best place in the world to work because people just never leave there. They graduate, they go from here to moving up. I mean, I with Steve Callaghan, I went back when he was doing publicity, and I was out on the publicity junket with him with Tom Jones, you know, and now here he, you know, I mean, so it is.
Yeah.
It's just like the cool... It really is, and what's really remarkable is how many, as Von Ann, and we were talking, you know, just how many of the mainstay and the support in this theater are women. It's remarkable.
There are a lot of women here, yes, and we're all doing an exceptional job, I must say so.
I agree.
Going, if you want to know the truth, but No, there are a lot of great employees here. And, yes, some of them have been here since the beginning. It becomes a family, you know.
It is.
You can leave for a few years, come back, and you'll find some of the same people. People will leave, come back, and you're always welcomed back, which I find just, you know, a warm thing, which is what happened with me. I mean, I worked here for a number of years. I did the lighting board, and I think I stage managed when I left, right before I left. And I left, got married, had another career, and here I am again. And I was welcomed back. So, it is like a family. Right, girls? I mean,
yes.
Jenny, you've been here a long time.
Yes. Same feeling.
Yeah, Jenny, I heard you laughing in the background.
I
like the greatest laugh. So, you know what, Jenny Biazzi, who handles group sales and the luxury boxes, give us a little bit of your journey. you know,
sure.
And share with us.
I have to make a correction. I handle the luxury boxes, but I'm not head of group sales. Heidi Giallo, another strong, intelligent.
Ah.
Yeah, but I work for both departments. But I started out backstage. I actually started as a sub. Then I started as what they call the child wrangler. I child wrangled, you know, several. The first one was The King and I. But also, and then I became props mistress backstage, and when there was a child in the show, continued child wrangling as well. So, you know, I moved into, I used to do luxury box and backstage at one point at the same time on my days off, and then I had gotten injured, so I totally moved up to the offices now and just do group sales and luxury box. And I'm sorry?
For those that are listening, explain what the luxury boxes are at the theater. They're fabulous, by the way.
Yes, a lot of people, everybody tells me once they do them, they get totally spoiled. There are four boxes above the audience. Some people call them luxury suites, you know, private boxes. It's mostly a lot of people do it for private parties. But you just need a minimum of six. So it's a minimum of six, maximum of 20 in those boxes. And it's your own private box for you and your guests. You have your own server. You also have your own bathroom facility in it. You get hot and cold hors d'oeuvres. You get a lot for the money. And everybody tells me once they go in, they're totally spoiled.
It is. Lovely. And again, it's phenomenal food. And we talk about, you know, making a special evening even more special. And again, pricing-wise, you're going into a luxury box, again, with your own waitstaff, your own bathroom, hot and cold hors d'oeuvres, this and that, for less than a Broadway show ticket.
That's right. That's right. It's $120 per person. But that price includes your tax and your food service gratuity already added in. I mean, it's like so much food, so much. I mean, if you break it down, it's so worth the price. Personally speaking, as a woman, I think it's worth the price just having the bathroom facility within the box. So you don't have to wait on the line for a half hour.
You know, but not that you're bad. I mean, you know, and when you're not in the luxury boxes, I mean, even just the bathrooms, the attention to detail. Every time I come to the theater, I have to stop at every picture. It's like, oh, saw that one. Ooh, saw that one. Ooh, missed that one. You know.
I know. I love that.
I know. It's so wonderful. I love the montage of all of the playbills, you know, throughout the decades now, 40 years of providing such quality entertainment.
True.
You know, And it's funny because, like Von Ann was saying, you know, dinner theater, and it's always such a butt of so many jokes. And, you know, other dinner theaters, there's nothing that compares, I'm sorry, to the Westchester Broadway Theater as far as a dinner theater. It shouldn't even be, it should be in its own category. I really honestly believe that.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it really is. And again, when you go to Broadway, you are going to be seeing people. I mean, I remember when Rob Marshall was there. I remember when Susan Strong was there. And was like, you know, so I see their names and it's like, oh, I remember them from this.
Patty Wilcox. Patty Wilcox, who choreographed Motown, did many a show here as director and choreographer.
Yeah.
It really so. All right, Ginny, favorite show so far?
Oh gosh.
And Pia, you can think about it while she's thinking.
I'll show you. Give her more time to think.
I know already. Phantom for sure. I've seen
it was a fabulous show.
Of Phantom. What? There's been a few now here.
Did you mean visually or work wise? Because I worked on a lot, so I'm thinking from a different perspective.
Okay, work wise.
Go for both.
I'll tell you what was really fun was Little Shop of Horrors. I mean, it was a heavy track for me because I had to switch out all those flowers and stuff. And the crew, which is impeccable, okay, we had one person just dedicated to the plant. I mean, that's
wow.
how involved. We had Bill Diamonds, like the original stuff. And he actually worked the show. So, I mean, the crew would have to jump down from their purchase and everything at intermission and come and help me because I switched out hundreds and hundreds of flowers and stuff like that. And everybody had a job, so it was great. I mean, I can't speak enough about the crew backstage. They're, to me, the backbone of what happens. Because, technically, you would not be able to see, hear the show without them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I have to give them props. But that was, I think that was my favorite, because it was kind of fun, you know? It was something different, you know? But everything here I kind of love. I mean, I fell in love as a audience member with Mary Poppins. I actually brought me to tears when she first flew over me. I was like, oh, my God. I became like a six-year-old child. Mary Poppins. I got so excited. It was like.
I know. I agree with you. My daughter was like that. The two of us were sitting there, and she's like holding my hand, and it's so fun to me because I've gotten to grow. You know, my children have gotten to grow up. You know, when the children's theater would come in for the Saturday specials, and I did, you know, children's theater there, and things that I will never forget when we did The Hobbit, and my cousin was in town from Nevada with my my niece and nephew. And my niece was only 11 months old, and you guys let us use the luxury box. All my kids were there, and, you know, because for the kids shows, there's no food. It's just the show.
Right.
So you guys gave us one of the boxes because we had my kids, their kids. I mean, it was a whole ton of us.
Yeah.
When my cousin was laughing because she was like, oh, she's only 11 months old. I don't know. That first note happened, and I remember my other cousin saying, she just watched the baby. Because she just was bouncing from the first note till the last note. And that's why children's theater to me is so important, because that is the future audience. That is that, you know, you raise kids little to love theater, they will go to the theater their entire lives. And we take that for granted.
Yes, we do. I love working with young people in theater, and I've done that for many years on the side. And it just brings me such satisfaction, and it fills my heart when I see when they get it and they get such a passion for it. It completes my day. It really does, because I see how the young person is just absorbing everything and enjoying it. And it's really great to see something positive with young people. You know, I'm a big champion of young people. You know. They're misunderstood, in my opinion, but I just love it when they get so involved with it.
Well, and let's face it, sitting there as a kid and you're watching theater, that's where dreams begin.
Yeah.
I want to do that someday. I want to be that singer. I want to be the guy in the music. I want to be one of those musicians. I want to teach people how to dance like that. I want to write something like this. Or you know what? I know I want to sit in an audience and do this for the rest of my life and get to watch theater. It inspires you, and especially as a kid, and that's why I loved it. Right now, The Wizard of Oz is on the main stage, and why wouldn't it be? I've never walked out of there and gone, oh, that was okay. You know, I have never, ever gone and seen a show at the theater that I didn't walk out of there going, what a fabulous show.
Right, without a smile on your face, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, considering it's, what, 184 productions at this point, over 40 years, that's saying a lot to know that quality of theater has always been phenomenal. It gets better just because of the special effects that are able to happen and whatnot. The most remarkable thing, and Alex, we're bringing you in now, the dinner part of the theater has become, I'm sorry, it's a five-star restaurant. And kudos, my hat is really off to you, Alex. So
take us
on your journey of how you have really transformed this kitchen, because the food was always good. Now it's just, it's phenomenal. It really is.
Thank you very much. Well, I came in as a hostess. I was about 16 years old, and I worked as a hostess, as a bus girl, as a waitress. I also was one of the top waitresses here up in the luxury boxes. I ended up going to culinary school. I had left to pursue my career. I opened up my own restaurant in Valhalla with a partner of mine. After 2 years, because of the economy, we had to close down, so I ended up coming back to the theater, waiting tables, went back again to pursue my career, worked in Bedford at, you know, for a school district. I was the executive executive chef there, came back again. My uncle that was the executive chef here worked here for, what, 30 years?
30-something years,
30-something
yeah.
years. Was getting ready to retire, and I was jokingly, you know, saying, well, you know, I want your job. And Bill Sutler approached me and offered me the position. So that's basically how I, you know, ended up becoming the executive chef here at the theater.
So what is it like? Prepare, you know, at a regular, let's face it, do you go to a regular restaurant, you have seating throughout the night, you don't have a few hundred people eating at the same time. What is that like?
Well, I mean, when we have doubles, we may have about 1,000 people that will come in for that day. And, you know, my staff, we come in the morning, you know, start at 8 o'clock. We prep everything, you know, get, like, our chicken ready, the fish. And, you know, we open up the doors. We have 2 hours to serve, about 500 people. By the time the tickets come in, I mean, we serve 500 people within an hour. It could be a little hectic. Everything is made fresh. You know, our sauces are all made from scratch. We make our own desserts here from scratch. I mean, I have to say, my kitchen staff is amazing.
They really are. And, again, having eaten the food from the buffet all the way now to the sit-down dinner, I've never had anything that I was like, you know. My daughter, you know, we both had fish the last time that we were there. And she was like, okay, want to switch? You know, we were both halfway through, and we were both like, I don't know, do you want to switch? She was like, all right, let's do it anyway. And because we were both so enjoying what we had to share. And one of my favorite things, and I know it's really silly, is your salad dressing. And I'm just a straight red wine and olive oil vinegar salad dressing person. You're like the only salad dressing that other than that I eat. And I love it. And it's like, you know, I'm like, don't skimp on the salad dressing for me, okay?
That's funny.
It is funny.
I'm passionate about what I do, you know, and I try to give it all that I can. You know, I try to pay attention to detail. I mean, there may be one or two, you know, entrees may go, you know, and may be sent back, but out of 500 people, I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, for anybody who's ever worked in the restaurant business, I'm sure they're going, wow, one or two out of 500? That's pretty remarkable. And I have a doggy that just jumped up to say hello. We love pet and kid cameos here on Word of Mom Radio. And for those of you just tuning in, that's where you are. You're here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking to the women of the Westchester Broadway Theater, and I just want to say hello to our other sponsor, Safety First Bags. You need to travel, and you need your laptop when you do, but do you really need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint? Not anymore. You can visit wordofmomradio.com/offer/ for special pricing and free shipping on these TSA-designed, checkpoint-friendly laptop bags that meet all federal requirements, which means that busy travelers and jet-setting mompreneurs don't need to remove their laptop at airport security checkpoints. So give yourself the gift of convenience. Go to wordofmomradio.com/offer/. And we are back here live with the women from the Westchester Broadway Theater. And, you know, it's so much fun to see how everything has evolved. And what, you know, we were talking about it before, the family atmosphere that is part of this. You know, I can remember, you know, Lisa, when Carmen was little, her daughter Carmen, who's now 20, changing her diaper one of the afternoons she was at work with Lisa when she was little. And Lisa was like, I can't believe she let you do that. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm not mommy. Of course she let me do that. You know, but I do. I love that. I love that our families were always welcome. It, yeah. You know, most jobs, it is a separate entity.
And
not here. Go ahead. What were you saying, Jenny?
Oh, I was just going to say that actually, to this very day, you know, because I was saying that I used to wrangle with the children, mm-hmm. and they still come back to say hi, but now they're like women and men. You know, they're like, oh, Jenny, I'm getting married. I'm like, oh, excuse me while I go pass out, you know.
Yeah, thank you. I know, that's like kids that I babysat for are now parents. And I'm like, really? It's like, I'm still 17 in my soul, so I just don't know how any of this has all happened, how this whole shift of the age thing has gone on. But I think that this is one of the reasons why the theater has so many strong women that are involved, because families were welcome. It was never a prohibitive thing that if something happened, you know, not only were your kids involved, but, you know, how many, look at you, Alex, there you go. Just, you know, the family and it all, it is, it's this one big family. And it sounds so cliche-ish when you say it's one big happy family, but it really is.
It is.
It is.
You know? And let's face it, as a family, I mean, we've suffered through a lot of loss, you know, of people that were so important to us. And because of the theater, they live on and the work that they did. And you know, there are so many wonderful spirits in that theater. You know? There truly are. And I am saying it with a lump in my throat.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know?
Yes.
Because
I made so many new, important people in my life from this theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have met otherwise. Or
I know.
Even if a few of them, it was for a short time, but.
Yeah.
I know. And it is. It's, you know, over 40 years, there's highs and there's lows and there's, you know, so many important things that go on and you know,
and we want
you,
place. I mean, we want families to come, and
that's
what we're trying to do with these shows that we're offering now, because we're also offering something called a family pack, where you two parents bring the children, and they get a special discount, and they get some free drinks and other things, and unlimited soda, to get the kids and here, you know, because they're the future of theater here, you know, in Westchester County. So, and also Alex has jumped in by doing a children's menu, you know, to make it more kid friendly.
Which is great.
So really, our family wants to invite your family.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. To
our
keep
family invites your family.
To keep this place going, because really, that's the future, you know. The seniors
without
are great.
A doubt.
We have that audience. They're wonderful.
They love it. Oh, today, in fact, Dory, I was walking by, and I'm chuckling to myself because we have this board in the theater right now, so people could sit behind it. You saw it press night, right? It's with the different holes and the faces of the Tin Man, Dorothy. Like, you could put your face through it and take a picture. Today, there were, like, four seniors doing it, and they were having the best time. I was like, oh, ladies. They had formed a crowd around them. Everybody was cracking up. I mean, it was wonderful, wonderful.
Well, this kind of show brings you back to your childhood.
Makes
your
child again,
Yeah, exactly.
It does, and you know what? It's so funny because my friend works for a nursing home in Connecticut. They had taken a group down to see Mary Poppins. My church in New Rochelle has a huge group coming for Wizard of Oz. and, you know, and things that I have to say. You know, throughout the years, I'm constantly working on fundraisers for people and stuff. You guys are the most supportive people. When people come to you, hey, is there any way we can get a set of tickets to raffle off somewhere or whatever? I've never, ever, in any show, any time I've ever reached out to you guys, have you ever said, oh, no, we don't do that anymore. That, to me, is testament to the fact that you guys have never lost your roots in the community, ever. You know? And
yeah.
I think that that is such an amazing thing. I really, truly do. You know, very often as time goes by and you get set in what you're doing, you lose those little things that you used to do for the community. And you guys, if anything, look at you. Now, the family packs and a children's menu and everything else, because you constantly include the community in everything that you are doing. And I think that that just speaks volumes. It speaks volumes for everybody involved at the theater. It really, truly does. It does. And it's testament to just, like I said, your commitment to the community and to outreaching and supporting. You know, I've done so many different fundraisers that took place there on Monday and Tuesday night specials and things like that.
A lot of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the other thing, Monday and Tuesday nights. Talk about Talcia. You're the press director. What kind of good specials, you know, Monday and Tuesdays, there are a lot of different things that go on, you know, when the show, the quote-unquote, you know, main stage show isn't playing.
Yeah, we have an array of entertainment on our dark nights, they call them, you know, when we're not doing the musical comedies. And there's something for everybody. I mean, for instance, coming up, we have a comedy night. We have an Italian to Italy with song and laughter, a Columbus Day celebration coming up. We have a Latin ballroom night. We also have a kind of a fun show. It's a tribute show to Martin and Lewis, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. So they do a whole comedy routine. We have the Piano Men, the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. There's a John Denver tribute, and then there's doo-wop shows all the time. So, you know, we just keep everything, we try to keep lots of new acts coming in so then everyone can get involved, and, you know, there's a lot to choose from.
And it's very diverse, meaning that
it is
for everyone. That's my opinion. You know, we try to reach out to different things between comedy, doo-wop, dancing, you know.
Oh, the Glenn Miller Orchestra comes back every year.
Yeah, they come back.
They're coming back in.
It's called
November.
In the Christmas Mood with the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's an Elvis show. Elvis does Christmas coming up. That should be a lot of fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
So again, there's an array of entertainment for anyone that wants to come out. You know, and sometimes it's easier to get out on a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. It's true. You know, we'll see.
You forgot to mention the Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, we've had them here a few times.
Yeah.
They are, you know, those hot Aussie guys.
Well, I mean, I had to, I just had to check it out to make sure it was a good show, and it is.
That would be for a really good ladies' night out.
Yeah. Just saying.
Hey,
yeah. So,
nothing wrong with eye candy. We all like eye candy. It's a good thing.
That's right.
Nothing
that's right. You watch.
Wrong with that.
Everybody, get your pens, because the phone number there is 914-592-2222. That's the box office number. You can go online to www.broadwaytheater.com. You can follow them on Twitter, WBT. The WBT underscore theater. The Facebook page is Westchester Broadway Theater Official. And please connect with everybody, because you just can't believe how much fun you will have. And, you know, whether you're local, you're here in New York, you know, Connecticut, New Jersey, or you're coming into town to visit, it is just, it's easy to get to. You will have the time of your life. You will, I just, there's the atmosphere, everybody. It's just an exciting place to be. It really is. And I love now, you know, graduating from, you know, of the other things that I've done to now being part of the press that gets invited to the shows and stuff. And, you know, like the first time when Pia asked me to Mary Poppins, I was like, really? Okay.
Well, you know, your show, Word of Mom, you're getting the word out to all the moms. So
that's right.
Hopefully, you know, they'll come join us. And
absolutely.
I wanted to say that if you do comment, if anyone comments on Facebook or sends us a private message, we always answer. So, you know, we can have communique that way as well. So, you know, feel free to comment on our page and feel free to send us private messages, and we'll be happy to respond.
As we are coming to a close, it's amazing how quick an hour can go. Why don't you, you know, last thoughts from each of you, and tell Lisa we're sorry that she didn't get a chance to get here today. But life is busy.
Yes, it
so.
Is. I just want to say that, you know, it's been a pleasure being on your show and helping us get the word out. And what I'd like to say is it's been wonderful working here with all these strong, wonderful women. You know, we do our best, and I think the theater is thriving, and we have lots of exciting things coming up, so we just want to share that. So I hope that you'll come, enjoy, and come say hello.
How long is The Wizard of Oz running?
Through the 21st of September, and then we're going to get South Pacific,
mm-hmm.
which will be a big crowd pleaser, I hope.
Sure.
The most wonderful score, and you know, it's a timeless story, so it'll be great. But the exciting
thing
is we're getting West Side Story. We've been trying to get that show for a long time, and we could never get the rights, but finally we have it, and it's just going to be so exciting. That comes in April, so I think we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah,
we
are.
I bet. It's such a great theater to go to. I highly encourage you. Ginny, what do you want to share with us before we have to do my housekeeping here on Word of Mom Radio?
Well, first I want to thank you very much, and it was an honor being on your show. I want to say, like Pia said, you know, you want a great evening, you want a great afternoon, you want to get entertained, have some really great food, come to the theater. Come as groups. You know, we have a department group sales. That's 15 or more people. The luxury boxes, or just sit in the main audience. Everything is wonderful here, and it took a major portion of my life being here, like almost 16 years, so I love it. It's my family, and come have fun like I do every day.
See, you know, Confucius says, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yep.
That's right.
I agree with that.
You know, and it really is true. When you love the work that you do, and that's where it shows. That's where it shows. You will walk in, and I don't care what's from the box office people, hello to all of you who are always smiling, always greeting people, always the energy is just so positive all the time. You know, even as everybody's running around and loading in, loading out and everything else, you know, from the backstage people to, you know, still Ken on the drums. So, I mean, I remember Ken from like forever.
Yeah.
I know. But again, you get there and nobody leaves. They may leave for a little while, but you know what? It's like your kids. You always come back home.
That's true.
And, you know, it's just that home, that home atmosphere. Alex, are you still there, or did you have to get back because of the matinee today?
I actually have to go now. Yes, I have to get back. I just wanted to say thank you for having me on your show. And, you know, people that are listening, if you want a great show and good food, come to the theater.
Yay.
Thank you.
Well, Alice, thank you. I know this had to be really hectic for you on a matinee day to have to stop right now and come do this. So kudos to your crew. for you are so welcome, and thank you. I can't wait to have dinner again. You know, it's amazing. It really is. It's just such a fun place to be. And I really, again, 914-592-2222 and go to www.broadwaytheater.com. Coming up on Word of Mom Radio next week, Sina Block is here with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. Wednesday, Kaz Winters is here, the Sneaky Mom, and she'll be sharing another great way to help your child learn while they're playing so they have no idea that they're actually learning at the same time. And I don't remember who's coming up on my – actually, no, I do. Amy Hilbrick Davis. Operations Amy Hilbrick Davis. I am so excited to have her back. She is the woman who created the balance map and was awarded the Huggies Mom Inspired Grant. She was one of the first year that it was inception. They came on the show and announced it with Huggies and Maria Bailey, and I called Amy and I was like, you have to apply for this grant. And I think she actually did it just to shut me up, because I kept calling her and kept calling her and kept calling her, and I get this phone call from her and she won this $15,000 grant. For, and now her, you know, family and, you know, success, what she is doing now is just remarkable. And I am so excited to be sharing her next Thursday on the 4th. And coming up at the end of this month, I'm like beside myself that Liz Calloway is going to be on the show. You know, Broadway performer, Emmy winner. I got to work with her on Footsteps of Mandela. And she had come in and sang Where Have All the Flowers Gone? It's just amazing rendition. And for those moms out there, she was the voice of the Swan Princess and the singing voice of Jasmine in the Aladdin movies and Anastasia. So, I mean, she is just, I'm beside myself. I feel so honored that she's coming to share on the show, because her favorite thing to do is talk mom. And so there's just really exciting stuff coming up. Our Wednesday lineup, our rotating shows, Kaz will be here, like I said, next Wednesday with the Sneaky Mom. The week after that, we have Glenda Cates here with Branding Beyond Blogging. It's like my little tongue twister. And then Productive Play with Alyssa and Debbie. And, you know, so we're just doing such a multitude of different shows to share the wisdom of women, which is what we're doing here on Word of Mom Radio, and just providing that encouragement and support and empowerment of women that are building their businesses, who are working from home or are working other jobs, who are doing what they do. And all we can hope for you is that you find something that you love, you know, and do it. Because, like I said before, you'll never work a day in your life. My son asked me one day, he was like, when are you going to retire? I was like, I've always felt like I'm retired. I've never done anything I didn't love. So it really isn't work. And I get to do this. You know, I get to come and share with you guys online and on the air these amazing women, so many of whom I don't get a chance to meet. You know, I've met them through social media and everything else. Sharing the women that I shared today, it's such an honor to me, and I'm so excited because I have known them for decades. And it's a wonderful thing to actually get to share friends, you know, true friends that you know in real life, that you've laughed with, you've cried with, you've done so much with. And I love these women. I really do. And I'm so excited. I really am. Thank you so much, Ginny. Thank you so much, Pia. You know, I really so appreciate. I know how busy you guys are, especially on a show day. To take the time to come and share with us. And please, everybody, give yourself the gift of theater. Go to BroadwayTheater.com or give them a call at the Westchester Broadway Theater, 914-592-2222. You will be so happy you did. You know, you really, really will. So, ladies, thank you so much for being here with me today. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a marvelous rest of your day. And for all of you tuning in, we will see you here next week on Word of Mom Radio. Have a safe, Labor Day weekend. And for those of you listening to the archives, hope you had an awesome Labor Day weekend. So until next week, we will talk to you soon. So bye for now.